So my grandfather, Grandpa Kwadi, built a home and barn and corrals and a chicken coop and a spud cellar for potatoes, a granary, with the help of my grandmother's father and brother. And originally they built the home on a different section of land than it is now. And in about 1928, the county put a road in front of my grandparents' property, and they decided they'd rather have the house closer to the road. So my grandfather put the house up on jacks and put it on logs and rolled it with a team of horses from its original location, about a quarter of a mile from where it is now. And he'd already dug the foundation, so he just rolled the house onto the hole in the ground for the foundation. And my dad remembers that. He was about four at the time, and he remembers that. And then my grandfather improved the house. He put in electricity and indoor plumbing. And my understanding was it was the first house in that valley to have such modern conveniences. I grew up in the house, actually. When I was 11, my family moved from Buffalo back to Torrington because my grandfather had passed away. And so my dad bought the farm. We moved there in 1974, and so from the time I was 11, sixth grade, to my senior year in high school, I lived there. And I hated it because I had come from this wonderful, idyllic little town of Buffalo, Wyoming, where we lived right in the middle of town. And I could ride my bike anywhere I wanted, and we had this fabulous outdoor pool that was a block from my house that was free. And so for me to move from there to a farm, which when you're 11 seems like it's in the middle of nowhere, was kind of a rough transition for me. But I survived, and I love the place now, and my dad still lives there, and we hope to be able to keep it in the family.